Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research and I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask a few questions about the upcoming elections. And to make sure that we have a representation of all gender, let me ask you, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much for that. May I know in this case, what is the year of your birth?
1953.
5-3, right?
1953.
Thank you. What is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
Thank you so much for that. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you so much for that. What is your race, sir?
African American.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices in November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election? Are you almost turning to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Thank you so much for that. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you so much. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, as 0 means you vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. From 0 to 10? Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. I will read you a short list. Crime and violence, student loans forgiveness, abortion, voting rights and democracy, racism and discrimination, jobs and the economy, climate change, healthcare, immigration, Israel-Palestine conflict, cost of living and inflation, criminal justice reform, and police violence.
You said I can select up to 2?
Yes.
The economy.
Okay.
And you didn't, saving our democracy was not one of them, was it?
Yeah, we did not really have saving our democracy. Would you like me to read you the list again, sir?
Yeah, you can really read it.
Great.
One more time.
Okay, so we have crime and violence, student loans forgiveness, abortion, voting rights and democracy, racism and discrimination, climate change, healthcare, immigration, Israel-Palestine conflict, cost of living and inflation, and criminal justice reform, or in this case, police violence.
Voting rights and democracy.
Okay, thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. You can scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so, okay? The first one we have is Kamala Harris. From 0 to 10, how do you feel about her?
10.
Thank you so much for that. When it comes to Joe Biden, how do you feel about him from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. What about Hakeem Jeffries?
10.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
8.
Thank you. And what about Republicans in Congress from 0 to 10?
2.
Thank you so much for that. Okay. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided? Or would you
Joe
not
Biden. Vote?
Thank you so much for that. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you so much for that. When it comes to the campaign promises President Biden made to Black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, or not kept any of his promises?
Kept most of his promises.
Thank you. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? I will read you a list of priorities and traits that a candidate for Congress should have, or do you, and if you think that would be something that will make you vote for him, or it will make no difference, okay?
Okay.
The first one is puts people over politics. Do you think, are you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely to support him, somewhat less likely to support him, or much less likely to support him?
More likely.
Thank you. Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
What about growth the economy?
Much more likely.
Thank you. What about brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
Much more likely.
What about secures the border?
What's the next one? Somewhat likely.
Okay. Thank you. Defends democracy?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Looks out for people like me?
Much more likely.
Wants to build Black wealth?
Much more likely.
Thank you so much for that. For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. The first one right here is honest and ethical. From 0 to 10, how do you think it describes the
it's
Democratic
honest
Congress?
Honest and ethical?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the choices?
From 0 to 10, how do you think...
Oh, 0 to 10. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
8.
Thank you. Protect abortion rights?
10.
Thank you. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
7.
Thank you. Is to walk?
Is what? Would you repeat that?
Yes, is to woke.
It woke?
Yes, W-O-K-E.
And what did it, hold on a second.
Okay.
And what is it about woke?
Yeah. We are talking about priorities or traits that you think describe Democrats in Congress. Do you think that
oh,
Democrats
as to what
Congress...
is that? And is that mm-hmm. 0 to 10 as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. 10.
Thank you. Is effective and gets things done?
9.
Thank you. 5, racism and discrimination.
Fights racism and discrimination?
Yes.
10.
And wants to build Black wealth?
8.
Thank you so much for that. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please write this statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the 1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic. From 0 to 10?
9.
Thank you. What about, as a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP.
You said middle class mother?
Yes.
That doesn't really apply to me, but I don't receive SNAP benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and in that, yeah.
I mean, but how do I answer that?
The thing is this, we are talking about some statements that people have made. Right.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. And we would like you to rate this statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to work for Democrats in Congress.
Okay.
Yes.
I see.
And
okay.
Like that. Okay. So, would you let
that
me?
Would be
okay.
Two.
Great.
No, you don't have to
and then, awesome. And then we have, as a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress kept prices for people like me. With a month's supply of insulin for seniors now $35, and seniors' out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year. How motivated makes you? Okay, great. As a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good-paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for Black Americans like me is at a historically low level under Democratic leadership. From 0 to 10?
9.
Thank you. And then, as a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much for that. I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last 2 years. Please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel the biggest impact on your life personally. I will read the list now. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Lowered the cost of prescription drugs and kept insulin costs at $35 for seniors. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Sent out 1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship.
And am I selecting one of those or rating them?
You are selecting up to 3 of these ones that have personally impacted you.
The one about seniors and prescription drugs.
Okay. Other one? You can select up to 3.
Oh, inflation and the American Rescue Plan.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I will read the list again because I do not really have anything about inflation right now. But we have invested $12 billion in food assistance. Uh-huh.
You didn't check the one about the student loan forgiveness.
Okay, great. Sometimes in service like these, people, sometimes in service like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, it's the 2024 election for Congress were held today. For whom will you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you so much. Which of the following statements come closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? Which of the following statements come closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? The first one is, we should invest in safety net program that will raise back families out of poverty. We should invest in new business and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. You can select one of those.
Build Black wealth and close the racial gap.
Okay, great. In that case, let's continue with the next question. Next, I am going to read you... I'm sorry, one more time?
This is a long survey.
It is.
People are going to want to answer this. How much longer did we have? I'm in the middle of something. How much longer do we have to go?
Yeah, less than 20% of the survey, sir. So let's go ahead and do this. We are going to be almost done. Okay, next. I am going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress, 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and a 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, we all deserve access to good-paying jobs and the chance to succeed, but Republicans passed a law that raises taxes on the middle class at the same time that they are giving tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra-wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers of the new paying jobs, encouraging record growth in Black-owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap. From 0 to 10, how convincing does this sound for you to vote for Democrats for Congress?
8.
Great. We also have, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community, but Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and stripping away our freedoms. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist Black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental usages in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
10.
Great. Thank you. We also have, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to refund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lower healthcare premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more Black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. How convincing is that for you?
10.
Great. And also we have, no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will. But Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk of for mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protecting on abortion. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
10.
Thank you. And then we have, after MAGA extremists denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that will enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights changes since the 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a voice in deciding the future of our country. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
10.
Great. We have just a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 0 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Great. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate? The Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. The first one is, wants to build black wealth. From 0 to 10, how well it describes Democrats in Congress there?
10.
And what about brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
8.
Thank you so much for that. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you so much for that. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
No.
Thank you so much for that. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you so much for that. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
The Democratic Party.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Thank you so much for that. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
$75,000.
Thank you so much for that. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? Would you say you attend religious services more than once a week? Once a week, once or twice a month, a few times, a year, seldom, or never?
Once a week.
Thank you so much for that. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. I really appreciate all of your help.
Okay, you got to let the bosses know this survey is way too long.
I definitely will.
No minutes. And the questions are redundant.
Okay,
you repeated a lot of the questions more than once.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. I'll let you go.
Of course.
Thank you.
I would definitely take into consideration your feedback. Thank you so much for your time. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Terminé.